and we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. She's going to have an exhibit coming up and going to tell us about that at the Depot in Beverly Shores. She's a photographer. After leaving her 35-year career in business, she opened a new chapter in life by doing creative things. Please welcome to Art in the Air, Susan Raymond. And along with her is the gift shop manager and director for the Nancy Schwab. Welcome both of you to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Susan, we want to have just a real brief synopsis about you, and then we'll move on to the exhibit that's coming up at the Depot.
Well, as you mentioned, I had a 35-year career in business, 30 years in my own business. Retired about 10 years ago and decided to learn photography. It came about, we were on a trip in India, and I never was the one to take shots. And I grabbed the camera from my husband. I was just flabbergasted by the beauty. Started shooting, couldn't wait to get home to see it. And they were the world's ugliest photos. And I vowed I was going to learn how to shoot, and I was coming back. And that started my love affair with taking photos of faces that are worn, that have a lot of history behind them. There's a lot of soul behind them. But I found that I most was drawn to travel in very exotic places to find these people. And when times were that I couldn't travel all the time, I then developed a passion for photographing flowers, not outside, but setting up a studio in my place. And most of my experience has been self-taught. I've had some workshops that I've been on. I've been to several classes at the one and only school in Chicago. But really, a lot of it has been through YouTubes and reading books and just I'm also coordinating a class with some others at Northwestern University for continuing ed. So that's how it all evolved. And that passion also grew into photographing dance.
What camera do you use?
I have the Sony, it's a full frame, the A7R4.
So what made you decide to work with the flowers in the studio? They are just so glorious. You just capture them so beautifully.
Thank you. I equate, this might sound like, how does she tie it in? But they remind me in many ways of shooting faces that are interesting.
And they look like dancers, actually. They look like dancers to me, the flowers.
They have a personality. Many of them have a movement and a flow. You see that in their stems sometimes, or it's just how they're facing, whether they've been facing the sun and that's how they grew. But I'm looking for special characteristics when I pick out my flowers. So I go to several florists, and they know by now what I like, and that's how it evolved.
Now, yeah, I see these are like in-studio shots a lot of times. Do you have a small lighting kit that you work with the flowers?
I've gotten carried away with lighting. I have now taken over most of my dining room and half of my living room. I have all kinds of lighting, and some of my first photos that I still love were literally with cheap flashlights when I didn't know anymore. So the fancy lights don't necessarily make for the better shots. But learning how to use the lighting was critical.
Right. Well, light is everything. I'm a lighting designer in theater as well as a director, and so I understand that probably more. And it's funny, Esther asked you the question about what camera. Usually that's my question as a photographer myself. So you have an exhibit coming up at the Depot, and let's talk a little bit about that and the times and dates and what we hope to see there.
Sure. So Susan's show opens Friday, the 12th, from 5 to 7, and runs for 3 weeks. And then also that evening at 7 o'clock on the front lawn, we have Carnessa J. Carnes, and she is a poetress, and she's going to be reading some poetry. We also have in our museum an exhibit on the past resorts and beaches of Beverly Shores with lots of vintage photographs. So it's really going to be a nice destination, a nice thing to do on a Friday night.
And while we have you talking, Nancy, let's just ask, what's anything new going on at the gift shop?
Oh, there's always something new. I've got more ceramicists. I've got some new jewelry, beautiful things made from nuts that are shaved and dyed. And of course, some more woodworking products. So, and lots of cards from past artists, Christina Nowski and Laurel Izzard, who has had a show at the Depot, and Stephen Schwab. So there's a lot of, and prints. So we continue to support our artists.
Very good. Well, Susan, back to you real quickly. After this exhibit, what are some of the things you have for your future plans and maybe some photography that you haven't done yet?
Question. Well, plans. I have plans to travel to Ethiopia in January and a possible trip to Guatemala. As far as what's next, I am now starting a new project. It's hard to explain. Each of my projects, as you may have noticed, I have two different types of flowers in the exhibit. One are portraits, let's put it that way, of flowers. But the other, it looks like the flowers are floating in clouds, and I'll leave it at that.
Very good. So just recap one at a time, how we can find your work online, and let's recap when the show runs again at the Depot.
The show is August 12th from 5 to 7, and as you mentioned, at Beverly Shores in the Depot. My work can be found on my website at Sue Rayman, and that's S-U-E-R-E-Y-M-A-N, portfolio.com.
Very good. And you can find it at the Depot, which, of course, is right there on Broadway and almost just off of US 12, 520 South Broadway, Beverly Shores. Opening reception again is August 12th, 5 to 7, and I'll be running through. Thank you both for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much.